going on the cyber offensive to stop shooting wars. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The U.S. posture on cyber warfare is largely defensive, with military geeks focused on thwarting internet-based attacks on critical infrastructure. John Arquilla believes Pentagon codeslingers should alter their focus somewhat and team with international white hat hackers to disable the war-making capabilities of nations that are preparing to fight. Arquilla is professor of defense analysis at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California.
There may be some burgeoning political military crisis in some part of the world where both sides are ginning up, mobilizing, getting ready to fight. And we know that even small countries can have big wars. You know, you look at the Congo War over the past decade with 5 million people killed. And then if you look at South Asia, where you have something like India and Pakistan both armed with nuclear weapons, well, maybe it would be nice to have some capability for taking the pressure down. And there I see the opportunity for a cyber deterrent. If nations getting ready to fight suddenly couldn't command and control their forces, it might set back the timetable for war. Now, this is a dangerous idea because monkeying with the information controls over national militaries might make them even more cantankerous. So it has to be done not in a covert way, but in a more open way, and presumably, in my view, under some kind of aegis of the United Nations. I'd like to see, guys wearing blue helmets don't necessarily have to be patrolling dusty villages throughout the third world. They can be sitting at terminals and clicking for the cause in their blue helmet.
What would you have the blue helmets do, say, in the case of an escalating conflict between India and Pakistan?
So let's assume for a moment that tensions rise between India and Pakistan over Kashmir, and it looks like there might be another war starting, or a major war, not just a little sniping that sometimes occurs. So a war like the three or four that they've actually fought with each other. In this case, as they ready for war, a cyber deterrent might take the form of their inability to command and control the movements of their armored and infantry divisions or of their air forces, might bring down their various air tasking and other capabilities that their modern militaries, both have very modern militaries, depend upon. And this would give them pause, and the world would be saying to them, look, maybe you shouldn't be doing this. As an international capability, it might actually be nice to hold cyber deterrence out as something that stands as the international community's bar against people engaging in acts of aggression of any sort. So that would mean something like an American decision to start a war with Iraq in 2003 would conceivably be subject to this kind of deterrent. And it seems to me it's only fair if you're going to talk about using this in the case of other countries, you have to say that no country is above this. Any country that would be an aggressor has to be subject to cyber deterrence.
John Arquilla of the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. He admits his idea to use an international team of hackers to stop wars is fraught with danger. We'll talk about that on the next Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.